flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is the stinking truth.
Let's get to the games, and let's start with the NFC. Your Washington Commanders. I know no matter what you say, you got a little rooting interest in this because of your background, but Washington and Philly, here we go.
Yeah.
Third time.
NFC.
They split the first two. Here we go.
NFC East battle for the NFC Conference Championship. Great. I mean, just great matchup. And I love, I don't know if you heard what Dan Quinn said yesterday. He's like, don't count us as the underdogs. We earned it. We're not underdogs. We've earned this. Like, we've earned it through our play. And you, as a player, man, I mean, you get excited about stuff like that. Like, we earned this, man. Don't call us an underdog. It's so interesting, Mike, because I went through and watched every throw that Jaden Daniels made in that game against Detroit. And so interesting because the narrative is, oh, he runs a lot of RPOs, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of bubble screens, and there's a lot of this, that, and the other. And so, you know, you hear it on the broadcast, you watch some highlights, you know, and he had the one quick bubble screen out off a blitz to Terry McLaurin, who went 60 yards or whatever. And you're like, oh, he's just throwing it out there. It's just a little, you know, just a little bubble. And it was planned, so no big deal. So I went back through and watched every completion, every throw. Dude, he dissected. I mean, dissected the Detroit Lions from the pocket. He was amazing. Jaden Daniels is compound W. That dude covers warts. And I'm telling you what, man, he's playing like a freaking 10-year veteran.
Yeah.
Forget about the rookie stuff. That dude is playing the position at an incredibly high level. Now, if you press me on who wins and why, who would I take?
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
You don't have to do it yet.
Okay. So here's what I would tell you. Washington's got the momentum.
Yep.
They've got momentum coming into this game without question. And I would tell you, like, Philadelphia O-line, check mark in the Philly box, right? Wide receivers, check mark in the Philly box. Tight end, Goddard versus Ertz, check mark in the Philly box. The running back. Hey, I love Brian Robinson. Ain't Saquon Barkley. Check mark. Defensive line. Jalen Carter gets the check mark for me. That dude's been unblockable. Linebacking core. Listen, Bobby Wagner is awesome. Frankie Louvu is great. Zach Bond is an all-pro player. I might, just on experience and the way I like Frankie Louvu, I might give that one to Washington. Secondary, no question. Darius Slay, Mitchell, the guy, you know, the guys they have in their secondary, Dijon or whatever his name is. I would give that to Philly as well. So, like, if you're going confidence poll, position by position, I think Philly wins all but really one position, maybe two. Linebacker, maybe. And then ultimately, they win quarterback. But here's the deal. When your quarterback is a winner in that, like, versus Jalen Hurts, I will take Jaden Daniels 100% of the time because that dude is making unbelievable plays. And That's enough. That's that. Like, you get the right game plan, you put him in the right position, he makes enough of those wow plays, yep, those spectacular plays, and that's enough to get over the top, Mike.
So Washington, we always, you and I like to play this game. Washington wins this game if they do what?
All right. So one, I think they need to put Jalen Hurts in a pocket and make him throw it 35 times, meaning, man, you got to stop the run game. You got to make Jalen Hurts beat you from the pocket. Remember, he's banged up. He's got the knee issue. Make him beat you throwing the football. And bottom line, could he do it? Absolutely. Has he done it in the past? Without question. Do they have the receivers to take advantage of it? You're damn right they do. A.J. Brown is a beast. So is Smith. So could he do it? Yes. My most likely way of winning this game is playing a bunch of eight-man fronts, which means when you play an eight-man front, Mike, so you either knock your backers over strong. We call that bossing the backers, backers over strong, or you bow your backers, backers over weak, right? And what does that mean? It means if you boss them, weak safety's coming down. If you bow them, strong safety's coming down. You create an eight-man front, okay? So create an eight-man front. Right. Stop the run game at all costs. And when you do that, what you end up saying is we're going to play you with outside access free, meaning we're going to play man to man on the outside. Even if we're playing cover three, a zone out there, you still have any vertical concept is match. So it's a three match. So it means you're in man to man in any of those concepts. So like, that's kind of what, or you can play with your safeties heels down, you know, in a shell front and just say, hey man, we're going to react to the run. We're going to go get, you know, Saquon, whatever. But the bottom line, you got to make Jalen Hurts beat you from the pocket. I think that's the number one thing you're going to have to do. Scary Terry McLaurin has had his way with the Philadelphia Eagles, averaging almost 75 yards per game, almost six catches per game, like eight or nine targets per game. He has been the one guy that they have not been able to cover very well. And as a matter of fact, Darius Slay has struggled. He's an outstanding corner. He's been a Pro Bowl corner in this league for years and years and years. Terry McLaurin's eaten his lunch on a many different occasions. So it was one of those situations back in their Super Bowl run where they would try not to match up Darius Slay on Scary Terry. And trust me, Washington will try to get that done because it's just been one of those individual, you know, styles make fights type of matchups. So that's something they've got to do. And then ultimately, it's number five. Dude, push comes to shove on third down and fourth down. Go make a freaking play.
Yeah.
Go save our bacon. And that's really what it's going to take for them to win this game.
Flip side, Philly wins this game if they do what?
If they control both lines of scrimmage like they have through the majority of the season.
Yep.
They control both lines of scrimmage, meaning they're running the ball. Because if you get enough attempts in the run game, think about last week. Philly averaged 3 yards a carry right up until the point that Saquon Barkley broke 2 60-plus-yard runs, right? But for the most part, they shut him down. But if you allow them to get those carries, there's going to become – and you're playing eight-man boxes. The thing about eight-man boxes, you got one single high safety. Mm-hmm. So what happens if you break that first level of defense? Saquon is – there ain't nobody catching Saquon. That dude is a speed merchant, man. So you get past that initial line of defense and you're gone. So it's easy to sit there and say, hey, listen, we're going to shut down the run. Attempts, if Philly gets enough attempts, you know, if they can hold Saquon to 15, 16 attempts, they got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon goes 24 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, he's going to bust one of them.
Yep.
And then you're in trouble.
Yep.
And then ultimately, can the defensive line pressure and collapse the pocket like they have done? I mean, they did it against the Rams. They did it a bunch. So they've been, like I said, Jalen Carter's been unblockable. They got a great rotation up there, really strong defensive front.